This morning we are going to be probably in Luke chapter 8 for the most part. I know it's got a verse up there in 1 Timothy. And for those of you who have been going here long enough, you know that I don't always do seasonal stuff. It's December 1st. You know, we've got a few Sundays before Christmas, so you should be at this point preaching on the coming of Jesus' birth. And not today. I'm just going to tell you up front. That's, you know, we got the decorations up and they look beautiful. Thank you guys for doing that. But it's one of those things where sometimes God lays something on my heart that maybe I'm the only one that needs it. Maybe the rest of you could deal with a Christmas message and you would be good. But for me, this is something that God has laid on my heart, and so I don't ever want to hesitate in what I feel like we need to be doing. And so this morning we are going to be, like I said, in Luke, but there's a verse in 1 Timothy that leads me to that. And it's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It's just one short verse. That's why we have to go to that other for the filler for the sermon. No, I'm just saying that. But the verse is, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." Now I want to jump to Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 4. It says, "And when a great multitude had gathered and they had come to him from every city," Jesus, "he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed, and some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on the rock, and as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, 'He who has ears to hear, let him hear.' Then his disciples asked him, saying, 'What does this parable mean?' And he said, 'To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the one on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, in a time of temptation, fall away. Now the ones that fell among the thorns are those that when they have heard, go out and are choked with the cares, the riches, and the pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the one that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and a good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience." Let's pray. Father God in heaven, I pray right now more than anything that you would speak to us. Lord, lay on our hearts heavy what you have for us. Open our ears, open our heart to hear from you. Lord, I pray that today you would speak. I pray that today we would hear. Pray that today we would glorify you more. In your name we pray. Amen. This is one of those passages that you've heard it forever. Some of you have acted it out years and years ago, and I can still see it, where you were acting this out as an ear of corn and a farmer, and that image will never get out of my mind. But it's a passage that a lot of times preachers don't want to preach on because the parable's there, and then Jesus says what he means, and how can you go any better than that? If Jesus says what it means, then all I should have to do is just read it, and we should all understand what he's talking about. And so many times, and I come so close today, this week, to doing this, a lot of times people will read the actual parable from 4 to verse 8, and then they will jump down to verse 11 with the explanation of the parable and read 11 through 15. But I think today what we need to understand is maybe sometimes those middle verses. When Jesus says, you know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, talking to the disciples. You understand. They had followed Jesus. They knew what he was talking about. But there are those out there that really don't want to listen. They really don't want to listen to the Word of God. They really don't want to understand it. And so that takes us back to why did we read 1 Timothy 4:1? Because it says that the Spirit testifies that in the last days, in the latter days, there's going to be a great falling away. Now, I'm not going to preach to you prophecy. I'm just going to preach to you the Word of God and what it's talking about. Latter days in that verse, in chapter 4, verse 1 of Timothy, it is talking about the latter days, and that is defined as the church age. From the time Jesus left to the time he's coming back, that's the church age. That's the latter days. Some people want to say the latter days are just right prior to when he returns. The scripture tells us that we are in the latter days from the day that Jesus rose and said, I'll return. We are in the latter days. Now, it says these things are going to escalate as it gets closer to the time of his coming. We know that as we read the scripture. But what does it mean when it says people are going to fall away? Some people want to take that verse and say, oh, you can lose your salvation. Not if you read the Bible. If you read the Bible, you're not going to lose your salvation because Jesus Christ says, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them from my hands. If he gives me something and it's called eternal, then it's eternal. If he gives it to me, I didn't earn it. If I didn't earn it, I can't lose it. If the Holy Spirit equips me to do what he's called me to do, and the Holy Spirit as a Christian lives inside of me, then that is something that if I say that can be lost, then the Holy Spirit didn't do a good enough job. And if you're going to say that, you're walking in some pretty thin ice. Okay, so to say all of that, I say that what is he talking about falling away? He's talking about that understanding of the actual technical term. When you take the Greek words and you translate it, it is to fall away from an original place. Moving away from original position is what that means. So if they're moving away from an original position, but you can't lose your salvation, what does that mean? There are a lot of people out there that their position is so close, but they don't know Jesus. And that's what takes us to Luke chapter 8. Because you've got Jesus himself saying that there are people in this parable that they were like that first soil. It gives us four types of soil, and that soil is the heart. That soil is the heart, and that seed is the Word of God. And I think we probably, most of us know that, have heard that at some point. But what we need to understand is that first soil that is hard, and we've all met those people that just refuse to accept Jesus. They don't want to hear what he's got to say. It doesn't make sense to me if you say there's a loving God and he lets this happen in my life, how can a loving God do that? And so they have a hardened heart. We can go throughout the Bible and there are many people that hearts were hardened because God knew what their heart choice was going to be. And so there's these people that they have this hardened heart. Now in Jesus' time, if we take it in that time, and I think we should, but it still relates to us, there were those Jewish leaders, there were those religious people that were there at the same time Jesus was, They were waiting on the Messiah, but they would not accept the fact that Jesus was that Messiah. And so they refused to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. Well, Jesus told this parable based on agriculture, farming, because everybody would understand that. And when they would farm a field, it wouldn't be like Ricky, who's going to have this tractor that's just going to just plow everything up in the county and then have something to drive along behind and plant the seed. Wasn't that way. They would chop it up the best they could, and then they would go by and with hands and throw it out there. Well, along the edge of the field where they would walk, the path would get harder. And so when they would throw that seed, it would end up, some of it would end up on that hard path. And so that's the understanding of that first one. But that's that heart, sometimes from religious people. And I say religious people, not Christians. That they understand a lot of religion. But surely that was just for back then. That was all Old Testament stuff. That was New Testament times. That's really not for us today. God gets us. He understands us, and He understands we live in a different culture than back then. That's not what that commercial is standing for. We need to understand that God loves us, but He doesn't love where we're at. But when people have that hardened heart and refuse to hear the Word of God, it falls by the wayside. It never penetrates. There are people that hear the gospel preached constantly, and it never penetrates their heart. Because it's heart. It's hard. The next group, as they're casting seed out, it says that that first that fell by the wayside, it was trampled and it was gone. The birds devoured it. But the next falls on rocks and it sprang up quickly. Jesus explains later that they received that word with joy. I've worked church camp a lot of years and I love church camp. But I've seen so many kids accept Christ based on emotion. Says here, they received the word with joy. But when temptation came, there was no root. There are so many times people come in and with the emotion of things, and I'm not saying emotion is bad, but if all you do is receive the word of God with emotion and there's nothing else, then when temptation comes, Jesus says, you're going to fall away because it never sunk in. It was up here and I was so emotional and I was so excited and I had goosebumps and all. And those things aren't bad, but if that's all you've got nothing. And so we have people in church today and people across the world today that are sitting in a church with a hard heart and will never receive what Jesus is trying to say to them. We have people sitting in a church today all across the world And they received it with emotion. As long as everything is good and we're on the mountaintop, it's great. But all they've got is emotion. The next one, he says, it fell among the thorns. Like I said, in those fields, they didn't till everything up till all the weeds were gone. And so when that word was thrown out there, there was thorns and things already growing sometimes. There are so many times when we come into church, we have things already growing in our life. We have distractions. And look at the distractions that he lists. They were choked out by the cares. Cares are not a bad thing. By riches. By the pleasures of this life. Those are good things. We have some good things going on in our life, and sometimes those good things, when we get out of here and we walk out of the church, that those good things begin to take over. And so it's real easy for me just to forget what the Sunday school teacher said. It's real easy for me to get what God was saying in that song. It's real easy to me forget what was read out of the Bible, because there's other good things going on too. But there's no results. It says it's choked out because of the riches, the pleasures of life, and they bring no fruit to maturity. There were no results. I was listening to a podcast this week, and a pastor, very well-known pastor, very, very good pastor, said, you know, if there's no sign of sanctification, then there's probably never been a justification. Let me break that down for you, not trying to say that you can't understand it, but sanctification is that process of God making me be more like Jesus Christ from the day I accept Christ to the day I stand before Him. And if there's never a process seen, then maybe it's because the justification never happened. Maybe because all I did was just hear it and it never sunk in. Maybe I just heard it and I accepted it with joy and I was so excited, but it never really did anything in my life. It was superficial. And maybe it was because there were so many other things that when I heard it, it's like, yeah, that's good. I'll take care of that later when I get a little older. But right now I've got all this going on and this is taking priority. And if that's the case, if that's the thought, then this was never there. Well, it says, you know, that they believed for a little while. So does that mean they believe and lost it? No. Because the devil believes and trembles. So believing is not enough. I want us to focus on this last soil. It's in verse 15. It says, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and a good heart. When we hear God's word, do we understand it? To understand it, we take it in. It's not just to believe it, but it's to believe and understand what He's saying to us. That good soil has to hear it. They have to understand it. It has to be more than emotions. It has to be priority number one. It can't just be tossed by the wayside. Having heard the word and kept it. Man, those two words, if they were not in there, you and I would be a lot better at this. But that kept it understands ongoing obedience. When you keep the word of God, you had to hear it and you have to understand it. Well, there are a lot of people out there that hear it and understand it and make a choice not to obey it. Well, I've heard God's word many times and I understand what He's saying. I just really don't want that to control my life. But in order for soil to be good and to produce that crop of 100-fold, a crop of what that really meant, what they would understand that 100-fold to mean, was inconceivable abundance. Not just an occasional blessing here and there, but inconceivable abundance. And the only way that can happen is to believe and understand and keep the Word of God. Not keep it in your pocket, not keep it on your desk, not keep it on your phone, but keep it in your life. Jesus says we have to obey His commands. We have to obey His word. It's not just a ticket to heaven. We have to keep it. So we have to, says, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, we keep it. And bear fruit with patience. to bear fruit. Now, sometimes I've heard people say, well, this fruit is probably talking about when the Holy Spirit comes to live within me, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, meekness, and self-control should all come out of my life. And that's true, because the Holy Spirit is there. That has to be evident. But that's not what this is talking about. If you trace this back and you look it up, when he says, if you keep the word of God, then this will happen. If I plant an apple tree, then what's going to eventually happen? I'm going to have apples. If I accept the word of God through understanding, if I obey it, if I keep it, then what's eventually going to happen is a result from that in my life. So results due to my faith will be evident. Jesus talking to his disciples. He's saying he's giving us four kinds of soils. I'm telling you that the Bible says that people are going to fall away. They're going to walk away from the church. I've heard it all my life, but it's just not for me anymore. I've seen it, you've seen it. But the bottom line is, what can we do about it? Because we know there are people out there that have the hard heart and some that are just emotional and some that there are no fruit, no results. There's no room, there's no root, there's no fruit in their lives. And if that's the case, then they are one of these first three soils. And those three soils are the ones that are going to eventually fall away. Because one, in that first one, Jesus says they're not going to be saved. Two, it says they're going to turn away because all they had was just joy and there's no root. The other, they're going to be choked out. Those are not good ends. That's what he's saying. There's only one type of soil that's going to end up being saved. There's only one type of heart that's going to end up being saved, and that's the one that accepts the Word of God in their heart, keeps it, and because of it being in there, there's fruit shown in their life. It's not what I'm saying. It's what the Word says. So if we as Christians, we believe it, we've heard it, we keep it, and fruit is produced, well, then we're good to go, right? Sorry about those other three types of soil, but at least my heart was right. Is that where we're at? No. Because in studying and looking back through several different commentaries and different translations, you know what? So many people want to say that this passage, when he says, a sower went out to sow, some people want to say that sower was Jesus. And yes, that's true. But the sower today is you. The Word of God is still the Word of God. And you and I, as Christians, are the ones that are supposed to go out and sow the Word. Not my Word, but that good seed. We go out to sow that seed. And here's the frustrating part. Jesus said only a quarter of the seed that's sent out is going to land where it needs to. It's going to land in a place where it's going to become productive. You know what happens to you and me? If we go into any job and our productivity is 25%, what are you going to do? You're going to quit. I'm wasting my time. I don't do it well enough. But verse 8. The beginning of verse 8. After After the first three soils had rejected the word, verse 8 says, but other seed fell. The guy sowing the seed didn't give up. Because you don't know, and I don't know, when we sow the word of God, when we share the word of God, we don't know what that heart is that's going to receive it. They may reject it, but they're not rejecting you. But they may receive it. And that's the blessings of God. As Christians, we have to keep sowing the seed, the Word of God, the blessings of God, the truth of God, that Jesus Christ has came. And I wish I could flash up that treasure map on the screen. I come so close to sending it, to have them put it up there. Because there are so many things between where we are now and where we need to be that we have to fight through, that we have to keep moving on. Part of that is for us to share the treasure that we've already found. Last thing I want to say is there's two things, really. One, to that person that finds themselves, well, you know, I don't know if my heart is that right soil. Test it by the herd, the kept, and the fruit. See if it's real to you. If it's real, then God's going to be working in your life and He's going to change you. Christians, our responsibility is to continue to share the Word of God. Christmas season is here. Some of us have wanted it to be here a little sooner than others. We want to put Christmas lights up, what, back in July, I think, something like that? She's been counting down since July, how many days till Christmas. We have that opportunity now to just freely go up and talk to somebody. Don't you just love Christmas? I just love being able to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Sometimes, in these cases, Jesus is saying, I'm going to go back and throw this in. So for those of you that are counting my two things, I'm going to add a few more. Just so you know, I can do that. Jesus says that when the seed falls by the wayside, the devil comes and takes it away, takes the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. That word saved has two understandings in the Greek. One is that person is not saved by grace because the devil comes and takes away the word. But you know what? There's another word that is understood by that same understanding as deliverance. Christian, you and I, where it would read this way, that seed that falls on hard heart, when they hear and the devil comes and takes it away, the word out of their hearts, lest they be delivered. Sometimes we just need deliverance. And the devil steals it before we get out of the church. Share it every day. And in sharing it, you will reinforce what you know. And when you reinforce what you know about the love of God, it's going to change your life. Let's pray. Father, we just come before you. Lord, you know our hearts. Lord, show us. Speak to us in a way that only you can. Lord, in spite of my ramblings, I pray that you would take your word. Draw us into your presence. I pray for the lost to be drawn to you. I pray that for the Christian, myself, to understand, to do what you've called me to do. Watch over us, Lord, that we would honor you. In your name we pray. Amen.